You guys probably don't see me here that often, so I only share EMP a few times. I have, and even though I'm serving the outreach, I've actually talked about outreach before at EMP, so I thought it's probably about time that I talk about outreach. And the passage I've picked is Jesus' call to his first disciples. That's in Luke chapter 5. Verse 1 to 11. So let's bow our head before to pray before we read these verses. Lord God, please open our spiritual eyes to see and our hearts to receive what you have prepared for us today, and make us good soil to bear fruits for you, and an eagerness to apply your word so that we are transformed to be more like you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear, from now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. I think many of us are familiar with this passage. But have you looked at it through the lens of evangelism or outreach, or learned from Jesus from this passage? So just give you some background first. This point, Luke 5, 1, is not the first time Jesus met Simon. The first time he met him was back in John 1, verse 35 to 42. So okay, you don't need to turn that, I just highlight it. It's when Andrew, his brother, who was one of the disciples of John the Baptist, brought his brother Simon to meet Jesus. Now, here in Luke 5, Jesus met Simon again by his boat. It's sometime after that. It could be weeks, it could be months. So they already knew each other by Luke 5. And I would also say that they already have a relationship before Luke 5. So, for example, in Luke 4, the previous chapter, when Jesus began his public ministry, so was tempted by Satan in Luke 4. He also cast out unclean spirits and healed many, and one of which was Simon's mother-in-law. She had a high fever. So Jesus knew Simon, had a relationship with Simon before Jesus called him to become his disciple. So that's the background. So now, if we turn back to the passage, in verse 3, and he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. So here, Jesus got onto Simon's boat to teach the word of God. Before Simon became a follower of Jesus. So here, what Jesus basically did was, Jesus involved Simon's boat as a platform for his ministry. That's before he became a believer. So coming from an evangelism point of view, I see this as something we can learn from Jesus, and actually more of a challenge. Is there something you can involve people for ministry even before they believe? So Jesus used Simon's boat as a platform to proclaim the word of God. Could we also be like Jesus to involve someone's business to share the word? Not just anyone, but pre-believers, so that they can also be exposed to the word of God, to know about Christianity. It might sound actually quite difficult when I first read that and look at it from that angle. Could be a challenge, but I did highlight that it's not the first time Jesus met Simon and then get him involved, but he already had a relationship. He had established himself in some way as a teacher. And so had some influence over him already. So I was thinking, what kind of things can people do to involve pre-believer that they might have an influence in, to have a platform to share the word? And as I was thinking, it came to me that it's actually quite common. Well, relatively common. So for example, Alpha at ICC or IFC or Alpha at workplace, there are people around us who have the who use the employer's premises to share the gospel. That's just obvious one, just came to my mind. But for you, the challenge is, what are the ways you could expose people to Christianity, particularly those whom you have an influence? Oh, I think we can certainly ask God for his way to go about it. So let's keep reading this further down with an evangelism lens. So in verse 4, just let me read it again. Verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." So basically, Jesus asked Simon to go on a fishing trip with him. So here, Jesus used his fishing trip to share an experience together with Simon and build a stronger bond with him. So the second challenge I see is, what are the ways we can bond with pre-believers for Christ in our everyday life? This might seem as a much easier challenge, actually, but do we do it? In your everyday life, do you bond with people with a feel of Jesus in their life? So bringing God's kingdom in heaven, on earth, into their life. I don't think we need necessarily to have miracles or such, but in this case, like God does it in this fishing trip, right, with catching so many fish. You might think that it's not easy to bring Jesus into the picture, but if we look further in verse 5 talk about Simon's expectations of having this fishing trip with Jesus is pretty low, right? So, he had a low expectation of going on a fishing trip with Jesus because he was disappointed with a fishing experience recently. Because he fished all night and got nothing. And also, Jesus' trade is not fishing. He's a preacher. But what's different about this time is that Jesus was with him and something is different. So I was reading and thinking about what this means for evangelism. So maybe one angle to look at it is, are there people around us that have disappointment in their lives or a low expectation about their own future? Well, apart from thinking about them, we don't have to just talk about them or their lives. What about our lives? Is there something involving Jesus that we had disappointment in or had low expectation in? And once we encounter Jesus in our lives and involve him, Jesus changed that. Maybe that's something you could share when you have this daily life interaction with your friend, so that you'll encourage them with your Christian life and how God has changed your life to bring from disappointment to joy, to bring from low expectation to result that exceed your expectation. So yeah, it could simply be spend time to bond with a person. You could just share your struggles in life and how Jesus helped you. And often we need to earn our voice to speak into an individual's life. So we need to listen and be discerning and be moved by the Holy Spirit to share the right stories, to say the right words, so we don't come across pushy. If we continue to read further, verse 6 and 7, we can get a sense of what kind of story might be relevant. These verses talk about a surprising big catch of fish because Jesus was with Simon and he listened to Jesus on what to do. People often think that they have tried everything, but they have tried on their own. They don't know the possibilities of a life with Jesus. Maybe we just share some of our life experience of Jesus. And when we listen to him, maybe through applying the principles from the Bible or about the wise counsel you got from your Christian brothers and sisters, or how the Holy Spirit direct you, and what were the results, this could give them a taste of the possibility of a life with Jesus. Yeah, and verse 8 to verse 11 show that an encounter with Jesus is life-changing. Life-changing for Simon, for John and James, as they left everything to follow Jesus. You could be a vessel for that. You too could be the one who share about Jesus and bring about this life-transforming encounter with God through your friends. I think most of us, though, and most of the time when we walk with people who are pre-believed or even brothers, it's a process of drawing them near, bring them closer to God, and by his grace that they will become God's children and be saved. So it's a process of walking together, and really it's just this that one-time incident, as we will see here in Luke chapter 5. But again, I did say that before Jesus bring Simon become a disciple. He had encounter with him, he has relationship with him and influence with him. So this also shows that it's a process for Jesus to bring someone to Christ too. Today, actually, I think I'll stop a bit earlier and give us opportunity to listen to God. I think for now, you've heard about the challenges or the lessons and the principle we have learning from this passage. So I'll ask Andrew to play some music first. It would just be background music for maybe 5 minutes, just as we pray and listen to God, that we have heard what Jesus has been doing in Luke chapter 5, an example of how to evangelize and in some way challenge us to share, involve a pre-believer. Yeah, just challenge us to bring about a picture of Christianity into a pre-believer's life. So the first challenge is, is there something you can involve people for ministry even before they believe? So Simon, Jesus used Simon's boat as a platform to proclaim the word of God. Like, could we also be like Jesus, involve someone's business to share the word? And I mentioned Alpha at work, like Alpha ICC, Alpha IFC, they do that. But for you, now we just pray and listen to God to see if there's any way you could do that, if God is speaking to you. And secondly, is there like anyone in mind God is bringing to you to share about Jesus with? And there are various ways to go about it. So also ask God, how, or what's the best way to share about you? What's the best way to talk about you and bring a picture of Jesus into the conversation, into daily lives? So just pray for a few minutes and listen to the music. Andrew won't be singing as yet. Does God give you some names and some picture of the person, and maybe even some way to ask deeper how to go about it?
meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. Be pleasing to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you.
God, we thank you so much that you love us. You love us so much that you want to involve us in bringing people to you so that we know more of who you are. And we also share the joy of salvation of people who come to you. So as we remember these peoples and different ways that God has reminded you, I ask that you to put this into practice in the coming week. Get in touch with the person and start to plan ways to make it happen so that many people around you, your lives will also be have a chance to hear the gospel through you. So if we turn to prayer, so let's pray for those who's suffering from cancers. Ask God to come into their lives to heal to heal them, to just bring His kingdom on earth as it has been done in heaven. Bring His healing touch into their lives. Next, we want to continue to pray for those who are ill and yet to know Jesus. There's quite a lot of names there. Maybe just pick one and see who God leads you to pray for. A list of infirmities from our SP community. Yeah, just ask God to bring them love for many of these. They are long-term sufferer, and also pray for their carers who's also walking with them and suffering alongside them. We also want to pray for those who are seeking jobs, seeking God's opportunity for next stage of life. So please ask for God's provision, God's guidance, and lead them to God's chosen job for them. We also turn to our mission focus, and today we pray for Singapore, SPSG, and PSAM Kim, and the communities there. We also want to pray for Spain, our SP Indonesia. Pray for Pastor Samad for a community of pre-believers to come and join this church as well. In the mission councils, we work with a lot of NGOs, that are Christian organizations, and provide funds and resources for them to just bring people who is yet to know Jesus through them. So yeah, just ask God to provide for divine connection. And also just pray for the NGOs and the decisions they make, that they will just make the most effective use of the funds, and they will have all the necessary resources. Yes, also as well as for the MC to have oneness in making decisions and be connected to church in Hong Kong, and as well as Body of Christ around the world. Local outreach is about both evangelism in terms of mercy ministry, meeting some people's needs, as well as sharing gospel. So let's pray for Ikape, who's going to start a season in September very soon. And Homi, let meet on Tuesday night, monthly, as well as ad hoc meetings of families and St. Barnabas there. And also pray for SP Lights. Like yesterday, they've been going to Red Light District and just really need God's presence and guidance to talk to the sisters and the men there. And yeah, for Freedom, we have Sunday service at Law Wu Prison. So yeah, pray for the team as well. And yeah, Bridge, we're going to have a meeting later on to discuss the directions and the workflow for the ministry in September as well. And recreation, yeah, we have that outreach in the drug rehab center tomorrow. So it starts quite early, meeting at 8 o'clock in Sai Kung, and finish back in Sai Kung about 5 o'clock as well. So pray for God's presence, God's guidance in each of these ministries, and that He will save lives and touch lives and use us. And also want to pray for tonight's activity with IP team, just covering them as they prayed for the church and just cover our church. So want to pray for Matt also and his team. Well, praying here, I hear, is quite often like 3-4 hours Friday evening, and just listening to God, discerning His voice and share. And also pray for SPU too, that pray for P. Ricky and P. Andrew to lead this fellowship to, yeah, just a walk in closeness with Lord. And also, tonight, we have a healing conference by Pastor Chean. Yeah, let's lift up this service at 8 o'clock and just ask God's presence to fill up this sanctuary, and ask God to bring in the right people so that His healing touches to come and be with all those who need Him so much. Lord, we want to pray for physical healing, pray for spiritual healings that touch hearts too. Just, yeah, ask God to come and bring His kingdom that has been restored on earth as in heaven. And lastly, let's pray for SP Retreat. Pray for the speakers. I heard Pastor German Benjamin's health has not been well. So let's pray for our speakers. Yeah, also continue to pray for the logistics as we are trying to meet people's needs a bit better by having potentially having coaches in Kowloon, Tong, and Central. And yeah, just pray for, continue to pray for God to make sure that we can use this place in Dongguan. And yes, pray for God's favor upon SP and the government turn to us favorably for this venue and for us to meet together to encounter God. Yes, pray and ask God to have a real and strong presence there. And also pray for the sign up as it's coming close to our capacity that, yes, the right people will come. Lord God, we thank you so much for another day of joining you in prayer and guiding us to pray in accordance to your will, pray for the needs of the church and our community of brothers and sisters. We ask that you to bless this congregation, that you'll connect our spirit with the Holy Spirit and lead our body and soul to you, Lord. So bless their ways as they go to the next appointment and go to work and go home. Yes, please also spend some time to pray personally, just seek God's will for your life too. Thank you.